Hello and welcome to Android Developer Backstage. I'm Romain Guy from the Android Toolkit team.
I'm Tor Norby from the Android Studio team.
And I'm Chet Haas from the Developer Relations team. And today we have these amazing guests. Nobody.
Ourselves.
Null set.
Yeah,
no,
we,
right, right.
We couldn't
Wait,
find
then
a
who's
guest.
Hosting?
Didn't we say that Tor was hosting?
No, no.
Sure.
Don't tell them the secret. We're supposed to say that we planned it this way, not that we couldn't actually find it.
I don't think we have planned an episode as little as this one. We tried to.
It wouldn't be the first time. I mean, I think everyone knows the drill. We didn't have a guest, so we thought of something to talk about. And what we decided to talk about is the fact that we'd like to know what you think of the podcast. No, we're not begging for compliments, but, you know, we're trying to figure out what is the right duration.
We're okay with it.
What are the topics you like?
Well, don't go through the whole list in 10 seconds. We need to go back.
Yeah, because then we're done.
Okay. So now we're going to stretch this out for about 45 minutes or perhaps longer or less. We want to know.
All right. So why don't we start with that first one? What is the right duration?
So that one is interesting. So that one is interesting because I listen to a lot of podcasts and sometimes I hear, you know, the host of said podcast talk exactly about that, like the duration. And they say, oh, we heard you, like episodes that are too long. You don't want to listen to them because you just do it when you go run. And so you like, you know, less than an hour. I'm like, no, I like long episodes. So I want long episodes. I want more than an hour, actually. But I'm curious, yeah, what our listeners think about our current lengths, which is usually around, what, 45 minutes to an hour for most episodes?
Something like that. Yeah, I think 45 is sort of the general average that we land on. I also prefer long ones for a similar reason. Like the place where I listen to these is, you know, I'm out for a run or whatever, and like I want the thing to last for a while. Like there are some episodes I subscribe to, some series I subscribe to, where it's like a 5-minute data dump or a 15-minute thing. You know, like Trevor Noah's is like 10 to 15 minutes, and it's great content, but then it's over. There's a nice feature on Pocket Cast where you can put things onto a list and then it'll like keep autoplaying the next thing. But it's easier just to add an episode or two instead of a whole list of them if you want to keep going.
Yeah, plus I think there's just a lot of fluff in the intro and outro of a podcast. So that, you know, I'd like to skip all of that. So for me, I like podcasts that are longer, not because I necessarily am going to listen to a whole episode in one sitting, but I just continue the next day. So like one of my favorite podcasts is the one by Conan O'Brien. I don't know if you've heard it. If not, you probably would like it.
That's a regular for me.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's kind of great. Like if I have 30 minutes, I'll listen to that. And you can sort of just jump in the next day and sort of continue. He's basically doing conversations with people.
I also get good practice with my headphones that have the assistant built in. And I talk to my headphones and tell it to skip 2 minutes a few times during that specific podcast because there's a bunch of breaks.
Yeah.
Besides, I would also like to add that if you think the episodes are too long, you can always play them at faster speeds. I listen to all my podcasts at 2x speed. So, you know, that's one way.
And then you hear the people speak in real life and they speak so slowly.
Yes. It's bizarre. anyway, so yeah, we'll have a Google form or something like that in the show notes. We would like to hear from you. What lengths do you want? I assume we'll probably have a choice because we do record those episodes on Wednesday, usually during our workday. So we are boxed because we have actual work to do outside of the podcast. So it's not like we're going to be able to record for 4 or 5 hours at a time anyway.
I have a pretty strong suspicion people are not going to ask for 4 to 5 hours of this podcast.
Who knows? Maybe I will.
All right. What else you got on your want to know list there, Tor? Wait, well, you teased one of them already. What was it?
Well, what kinds of topics do people like? And perhaps related to that, you know, how deeply technical should we be? Do you like when we're sort of going really, really deep? Or is that just, you're in the weeds and you'd like us to maybe look at, you know, higher level concepts and things like that?
Well, of course.
Right. Yeah, actually, one of
the... So I was going to say there's the caveat of there's how technical can we actually be, especially depending on the topic. Chats.
Yeah. So the breakdown for me, like there's kind of two major technical episode types that we have. One where we're talking maybe to application developers or certainly, you know, external developers, not people that work, you know, on the platform at Google. And that is necessarily higher level. Like, what are these APIs that you use? How do you use them? How do you build applications and interfaces using this stuff? And then there's the other one, like the one that we just posted last night on Window Manager, where we're talking to engineers who work on the product at really low levels and talking about how things work. And those aren't APIs. It's not stuff that you need to know because you need to know how to call those functions. But it's information that, A, we find interesting, which I think is a really good determinant. And then B, helps you understand like how all the different pieces fit together. Right. So what is more useful to you, or what is more fun to listen to or interesting to listen to for a podcast? Yeah, Tor?
Yeah. So there's a distinction between, you know, how the platform works and, you know, application level. I'm thinking, are you even interested in things that go beyond Android development? You know, things that we're interested in, like graphics.
You mean like conversations about podcasts?
What if we had a conversation about graphics? What if we talked about static analysis? Or what about Android from a user perspective? You know, talking about some new features that are landing, for example.
Doesn't that mean that we would have to rename the podcast to just Developers Backstage?
Well, the idea is that Android developers all are really interested in static analysis, or should be, for example, right?
Yeah, but I like that.
I
like that. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, at least I would like to talk about that are not Android specific, or where we could go further than what you do, you know, in those areas on Android. That would be interesting for us, but we want to make sure it's interesting for our listeners, right?
Yeah, I think we clearly shouldn't be talking about like our favorite comedies or whatever, but I'm remembering that our Kotlin episodes are some of my favorite episodes. Just sitting there talking to Jake and others about what our favorite things are about Kotlin. And that was really fun. It's, of course, it's related to Android development, but not particularly specific to Android.
Yeah, we've done some of these. So we had a conversation on ML stuff, and it wasn't MLKit. It was actually talking to a researcher on the Brain team about how machine learning works in general, right? It was like a generic technology conversation, which was super interesting, even though it had little to do directly with Android. It's more like a fundamental in the field. I think we've done the same maybe with some of the graphics topics. But yeah, would you be interested in more of that stuff? Or even more, like there's another axis, which is other companies, other technology. Like I'm super interested in the history of tech and all the connections between all the different technologies and platforms and the companies and the people. Like, is that interesting to other people? Then it becomes a bit more of a sort of tech podcast. But, you know, I don't think we want to take it that far. But is that interesting to just sort of look at tech as a whole and all of these as valid topics?
Yeah, I mean, I think the question you're formulating is, do you prefer Android platform knowledge or Android development or really adjacent topics to that that are of interest, you know?
And it seems like a related question might be, what is it you come to this podcast for? Like, certainly the original idea was, wouldn't it be good if there was a podcast where we could have conversations that help people do their jobs, help learn more information that makes it more possible to do this? Do people listen to it and benefit from it from that standpoint? Or is it more that people listen to podcasts because they want to hear conversations on topics that interest them? And it's really more of a, not entertainment, but you know, a casual conversation that is interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, right? Because you and I have talked about that quite a bit when we were writing articles, when we did a book, when we do our talks. I think we agree that there's information that's directly applicable to your job. So it's learning about, you know, the APIs and whatnot. And that's what we've been doing here so far. We also believe that just learning for the sake of learning, sometimes you run into problems and you can make a connection with something you learned about that was not directly applicable to your job then, but is now, right? Or you can make that connection, just helps you with things that you're facing. So, you know, the way you were just talking about it, sounded more like, oh, would you be interested in hearing about stuff that are useless, but interesting? I would say like, they will always be useful anyway.
Well, some feedback we got many years ago from some developers was that they kind of enjoyed the water cooler conversation feeling. You know, maybe they're in a smaller city, they aren't surrounded by lots of other Android developers. And so basically sort of sitting in on the conversation is something they enjoyed. So that's another angle. And I think this all leads up to the main question that triggered this whole conversation. And that is, how important is audio quality to you? You know, we have this trade-off of some guests don't have great recording setups. And so we're debating like, well, the content's good. But we also know from feedback in the past that audio quality is really important. So what we're trying to figure out is, how important is it?
So there's a lot. I'm going to unpeel this one a little bit. There's a lot going into this. One is, as Tor said, like early on, we got a lot of complaints about audio. It was up through episode 30 something. And for a long time, we thought, hey, it's free. We're kind of doing it on the side. We're not putting a lot of time into this. And the content we hope is good. And please, that's enough complaining. And then eventually I listened to it side by side with a well-produced podcast. And I thought, yeah, I understand what they're talking about. And we got better mics. We got a better mixing board, a set of them, actually, the recording folks that we work with at Google learned how to do this, got the right equipment, and we recorded it in a studio, and everything got theoretically better. People didn't complain anymore, and some people said the audio quality was good. At the same time, we don't work a lot on production, right? This is a one-take monster for us. We record a conversation, hopefully into good mics, hopefully the bits are good, and then we ship that conversation, as opposed to like highly produced things like the Conan O'Brien show that you were talking about before. We're not putting that effort in because this is not our job, and that doesn't make sense for the time that we'd have to invest. But is the quality good enough? But then it gets into the remote recording situation where, you know, before last March, all episodes would be recorded in a studio that was nicely baffled on the sides with, you know, foam to dampen the echoes in the room. And we had the full-on mics and mixing equipment and stuff like that. And we're able to replicate some of that at home. We've created better spaces at home for recording this kind of stuff. I see that Roman just put a pillow down in his room to reduce some of the echo
he's experiencing. Yeah, I was just about to say that. Like, I should sound better now because I just put pillows on my desk and a bunch of blankets on the floor because I didn't have time to do it before the recording. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we like to have guests on the show. That's kind of the whole premise of the show, is that we do usually have guests on the show, and we can't predict what their environment is going to be like, what the hardware and software is going to be like. And then the question is, okay, do we take whatever they have, you know, laptop, mic, and weird recording software with the wrong setup and echoey room because their content is pristine, or do we really focus on audio quality? How important is that as a listener?
I wouldn't say it's a focus. But I do think it's very important, right? And so I don't know if the listeners can tell that we're maybe coming down on different sides on this one. But I do think that there's an expectation now that we have good audio. And I think, you know, at least for me as a listener to other podcasts, I get very irritated when there's, you know, well, let's say, for example, someone's eating near a microphone. I find that extremely annoying, right? So I just feel like certain things that aren't about the content can still sort of be upsetting. And so to me, I just want to make, I think that having an inferior microphone is fine, but you know, when we're back to like laptop microphones with spinning fans and our producer then has to go and like compress the audio to make it sound okay, I think we should avoid that. We should just say, hey, let's record another day. Or why don't you, well, let's do this when we can have you back in the studio.
As a listener, like I agree that, you know, audio quality matters, but it matters up to a certain point, right? Like you're talking about those super overly produced shows like the Conan O'Brien one. I'm pretty sure like I don't need all my podcasts to be of that level of quality, but it needs to be comfortable to listen to, right? Like when I've listened to podcasts, and we've had this issue in the past, right? When it sounds like someone is in their bathroom with the laptop, with the microphone from their laptop, it's horrible. And I'm sure like the intro when I had echo in my room. Yeah, please tell us like where you want us to go, but we're gonna be limited just because of the at-home setups and just like Chet said, like the guests. We can't fly all the guests or like bring them in an actual studio every time. And also like we I'm sure we'll talk about that next, but if we wanted to have more guests outside of Google, that will make things even more complicated. Because at least at Google we can bring people, you know, in specific locations if we have to.
And I mean, to be clear, the situation now where we are all recording at home in whatever setup we happen to have, the trade-off is we get to interview more people. We get to have a broader variety of guests. Before, we were basically limited to the people that happened to be sitting somewhere near us in the office where we work, because that was where the studio was. Occasionally we would travel. So we did a few episodes in the London offices, and same thing. We would interview people that happened to work in or near those offices. And that was about it, because dealing with these kind of recording, remote recording situations is an extra hassle and time commitment and quality issue. And we just didn't want to deal with it because this isn't our job, right? Let's get back to our job after the conversation. But now we're forced to deal with it, which means, hey, we get to talk to all these people, but the trade-off is potentially quality. So is that worth it to you?
Yeah.
What else we got? So go ahead, Tor.
I was going to say, we beat that one to death, I think.
Yeah. Okay. What else do you want to know about podcasts?
Well, guests, this is right? Sorry, Tor, but should we have more, I was going to say third party, because we always talk about third party apps. But
yeah.
Guests who are not Google employees, right?
Can you explain to me what happened to the second party? It's always first party and third party. Who's the second party?
So
we don't talk about the second party anymore.
Okay, all right.
I remember reading about this. I think at least for game studios, first party studios, like you own them. Third party studios are completely separate, and second party, I think, are contracted, something like that. I don't know what it means for apps, but very good question, Tor. Thank you so much.
It's interesting. Maybe it's like a Fibonacci sequence. Like it's a different way of counting these things. It goes 1, 3, and then 17, and then 436. I don't know.
That is not how the sequence goes, Chet.
Maybe it does.
It's not Fibonacci. That's the Chet Haas sequence. So Roman, you're suggesting, you're asking, hey, what's the right mix?
Yeah, because we've had
internal people. Go ahead.
We've had excellent guests before, right? We had Pocket Cast, we had Chuki, right? We had PY from Square, we had Jack Wharton. Was he at Google when we had him? I don't remember.
Both, I think.
Yeah.
We just talked to Jesse Wilson recently.
But we tended to do that either around Google I/O or when we couldn't get internal guests for whatever reason. But And part of it was what Chet, you mentioned earlier, right? We used to do that in the studio and we couldn't get those guests in the studio. But now that we're used to doing this remotely, maybe we could do this more often. It would be interesting to hear from our listeners if they want to keep hearing about stuff that are coming from the teams that are actually working on Android, or if they also want to hear more about the community.
Right. And that's part of it too. Like part of it, it was easier to get people to the studio. And so those are the people that are closest to us that we can do a local recording with. But I think the other was this background thought, not that, these are the most important developers or companies or technologies at all, but rather this is unique content that you could get from people that are on the inside of that thing that you otherwise might not hear from otherwise. Like you're not going to get usually a conversation with the window manager team on the outside. So this is kind of content that we can help provide that other people would have a harder time getting. There are other podcasts out there that do interview a lot of these application developers. I think they do a great job of that. We could do more of that. On the other hand, there's more of a niche to some of the stuff that we can offer. Should we double down on that, or should we do all of it, or focus on one more than the other? Yeah.
There are other podcasts, but there's also conferences, right? So even the people we've interviewed, for the most part, they give presentations at conferences. So that's one way for them also to get the information out. So either we could have more excellent guests and try to find an angle that's different, where it could be more about their background, like I don't know how they got inspired to build whatever library, the kind of stuff you would not put in a technical talk.
Yeah.
Or we could go even more technical than usual, or maybe just try to invite people that are not conference speakers, and that would probably require more work on our end to find them. And we'd probably love to have suggestions.
Figure out who to choose. Yeah.
Yeah. Of who you'd like to hear about, Chet.
Even when we do talk to external developers, like we still have this sweet spot that we tend to aim toward, which is like most of the people that we talk to, at least recently, like I mentioned Jesse, there was also Mike was on with Yeet, like and certainly Jake, like these are people that work on libraries. It's basically working on frameworks outside of the framework team, right? So we still like to have conversations about sort of the lower level stuff and how it all plugs together and use it, as opposed to application developers. We have also spoken to application developers, but that is necessarily at a higher level of the stack. that we don't tend to go to as often.
I was thinking that, you know, the last really important question is the free-form feedback. You know, I've often thought that I would love to know what people are saying behind my back so that I can fix it.
Are you sure you want to know?
Well, I think so, yes. I know it's a very dangerous thing to open yourself up to, but, you know, I do hear others talking about other people behind their back. And I'm thinking, you know, I would love to know what people say about me in case it's something I can fix. Maybe it'll bruise my ego. Probably will. But it's still useful. And I'm thinking it might be nice here to say, what did we not ask? Do you have something that really you really wish we'd think of? Or is something that really bugs you? Like, for example, please stop introducing the podcast with hello and welcome to. Things like that, you know.
I would just add, like, make sure that this feedback is relevant to the podcast. It's not purely like, I don't like
trying
the
to make
shirts.
Us cry.
Like, I don't like the shirts that Tom wears.
I was going to offer too, like, I'm going to copy and paste the chat transcript that I had with Roma earlier, and then I can just send that to you, Tor, since you clearly want this kind of feedback. I'm happy to provide it.
All right. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What didn't we ask? I think that's a good one. Cause we don't know, like we have been doing the same thing. Oh my God, 6 or 7 years now. Right. Like we're clearly in a groove. Even when we switch to the remote thing, well, we're kind of doing a similar thing, hopefully with interesting topics.
Yeah. And I always just hate getting a multiple choice where it's none of these alternatives. You know, you want to say something else and there's nothing more annoying than being forced into a selection that isn't quite right.
So maybe the final question on the Google form should be one that just has, you know, none of the above, but we don't give them that text box just to really leave it hanging and frustrated. Like, no, you didn't ask me anything I cared about and I don't have the opportunity to provide that.
As long as one of the options is more Gradle, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. More tool stock.
Could we add a question about should we have fewer topics on tools or far fewer topics on tools?
I would say it's the opposite. More or the most?
Zero Gradle or less than zero Gradle? That's what I want to know. Let's see. Yeah, speaking of Google Form. So there will be a survey. We haven't figured out the details. I think Google Form is probably an easy way to do this. We'll put the link on the blog. We can also put it in the Twitter thread where we'll post about this episode.
And the show notes, right? Places. It can probably go there as well.
That's what I meant on the blog.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You think people should comment on Blogger as the interface for our show?
This
is another good question. Do people care about the show notes? My assumption is that 99% of the people get this content from their podcast client and they never go to Blogger and they never see the show notes, right? Does anybody actually go there for links or the description or the blurb or anything? Do they download the audio from that site?
So please say that you don't care because it's the most painful part of the publishing process for us is to update the show notes on the blog. No, but one thing that we don't do well, you can have notes embedded in the episode itself, right? Like in your podcast client, you can get like a nice picture, you can get show notes with links and stuff like that, or even you can have like timestamped images or whatever. We don't do any of that. We could like stop updating the blog and instead like focus on having those show notes as part of the episode so that in the podcast client, it's easier to get to the links.
I think it makes a lot of sense, you know, if you have content that varies over time. So there's a couple of, like one podcast is basically history oriented, but there's about 20 minutes of chit chat first that I always skip. But of course, sometimes it's 50 minutes, sometimes it's 30 minutes. So you have to kind of like search for the content. And I would love to have bookmarks there. You know, same thing with, there was a tech podcast I listened to some years ago and a lot of interesting tech stuff, but also a lot of journalism stuff. They would sort of go on soapboxes and I would kind of like just, okay, this topic, I'm not entirely agree. Let me skip to the next topic. I don't know for us if that really applies.
No, not necessarily.
You know, don't give us that suggestion. We are not putting in links to the minutes where we talked about some of the.
I was not suggesting bookmarks, but like all the links and even the description that we put on the blog. I mean, to Chet's point, I doubt that many people go to the blog specifically to read them. But if they were part, like, you know, here, like I have a podcast, and if you look at the embedded notes, there's some information and it's right there in the app.
Oh.
And
yeah.
and there may be more useful, you know, as Tor like goes on and on about some cool new tool in Android Studio, they can just switch to the Notes tab and click the link, and they go to the website and they can see the documentation or whatever, right? Yeah. But
yeah. So yeah, Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, we'd like to hear from you, the listeners. Like, yeah, if you don't go to the website, then we should spend our time doing something more useful like that instead.
I don't know what's an option in our current feed in the Blogger place where we post this. I do know that we're talking about maybe moving somewhere else. Like, one of the reasons to do that is we've had at least two or three people complain that we're not on Spotify. And the reason is because it takes effort to do that. For some reason, they require you to sign up and give them information. And again, not our job, don't want to do that. And so there are tons of other places you can get this. But there are other feeds out there that will automatically send it over there. So for that and other reasons, we may end up on a different feed or a different site eventually. And then maybe it's going to be easier to have richer metadata there when we do that. So if one of the things, Tor, that people are asking for is more pictures of Tor, then there may be an opportunity to provide that in the future.
Yeah, I suspect that'll not be a frequent request.
Well, we'll just have to see. It's hard to predict, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that probably does it.
Probably. I mean, we could, you know, wax poetic about recording a podcast and the things that we've done and the other podcasts that we've done, but I think at that point it's a little too meta and useless.
It's inside baseball. So. I think podcasters are very interested in podcasting.
Yes.
And whereas most people are just listening, right? It's content.
Actually, I will mention one of those meta things that has come up over the years. Some people have asked for a video version of this, and there are two responses to that. Two reasons that we don't do it. One is it turns out that video of people having a conversation, super not interesting. Maybe some people are interested in that. I personally am not. But the main reason why we always say no is because we originally actually did have cameras in the room in case that was going to be an interesting way of publishing this. And it made the guests very uncomfortable. Then they felt like they needed to perform for a camera. And it was really hard to just have a casual back and forth conversation. So this is all about the conversation. It is not about, you know, presenting everyone in the best light and in front of the best lens.
Yeah, so. And it's more than just turning on a camera. I mean, if you look at some of these sit-down interviews on TV, the camera angle will change. They'll do some close-ups. So you actually have to do some real creative work to make it compelling. If it's just like a, you know, looks like a interview recording from a police interrogation, you know, like a camera in the top left corner, it's just not compelling.
Yeah.
Although I like that as an idea. We'll call it the Android Developers Interrogation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even beyond that, right?
I mean, we basically hold people to the fire for technical debt they introduced. You know, so here's this bug you introduced.
I would also feel compelled to, you know, when we talk about the tools or visual things, to like have inserts where we show the actual thing we're talking about. I mean, that would be a lot more work, right?
Yeah,
it would.
Yeah.
And again, maybe we should also ask when people consume this. You know, I tend to consume podcasts when I'm, you know, walking my dogs or exercising or doing chores, not when I'm sitting on the couch. You know, the time when I would actually have pull my phone out and look at it to consume extra content is never. But maybe that's not true for others. Maybe people sit on their computer and they listen.
Well, I think
the most common answer used to be commute, and that is not the answer these days.
I've done right. The other way around, where I listen to podcasts that exist only in video form, and I feel silly to have, you know, YouTube playing in my pocket and I'm just listening to the audio, because the video is only people talking anyway, so who cares?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't think there's a lot of value in seeing us.
What's the saying? A good face for radio?
Yeah. Finally, you
all right. Then I guess that's it for this time. Please do... check out the survey, give us your honest feedback, and also, yeah, that freeform feedback would be helpful. What did we forget to ask? What would you like us to know?
And
what are some interesting topics that you'd like to hear about as well? Go ahead and put those in.
And maybe based on the answer, we will regret this whole idea of asking for feedback, and we'll just erase this episode and pretend it never happened.
I know, we feel so bad about ourselves that we'll just quit.
Oh, but if we quit, then we have more time to work on all of the polished stuff that we already told everybody we don't have time for.
Good point.
So it could work out in the end.
Yes.
All right. I think that's it then. Thanks.
Thanks everyone.
For filling it out. You know, one of those like passive aggressive thanks in the, you know, when you ask someone for something and you like say thank you, it's a passive aggressive way. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Thanks in advance.
Thanks in advance for filling out the survey, everyone. Bye.